This is Feldenkrais San Diego, and we'll be doing an awareness through movement lesson. If you're interested in more information about the Feldenkrais method, please go to FeldenkraisSD.com. There's resources, there are videos, there are things to read about the Feldenkrais method. So if you're interested, it's FeldenkraisSD.com. And so we'll start the lesson. So please begin on your back and rest comfortably here. And just notice how you fit on the floor, what areas make contact lying here. How do you settle on the floor? Get a sense of how you take up space as you lie here. Notice your shoulders, the back. Sense the way the arms lie and the pelvis. And please roll onto your right side. Lying on your right side, you can take your right arm long above your head so you can rest your head on your upper arm, your upper right arm, so your right ear rests on your right upper arm. And find a way to be comfortable like that. If that's not comfortable, you can use a pad behind your head. So you're resting on your right side, both knees are bent in front of you. Take the left hand and rest the left hand on the floor in front of you. And with the left hand on the floor, go ahead and make one line with the arm, with the left arm. So there's one line from the left shoulder, the left elbow straight, all the way to the left hand. So it's one long line with the palm facing the floor. And resting with the palm of the left hand on the floor like this, begin with small, gentle, simple movements. Just take the left hand forward. Take the left hand forward many times. So slide the left hand forward. And you'll notice as the left hand slides forward that the chest moves toward the floor. So allow the chest to move toward the floor as you slide the left hand forward in soft, gentle, easy movements. See if you can do it very simply, very comfortably. You're just sliding the left hand forward. It's a continuation of the shoulder. And as you reach the left arm forward, notice that the chest gradually rolls toward the floor. Many times, play with this. See if you can make it simpler each time. Both knees are bent in front of you. The pelvis, the legs, the knees are soft. They're quiet. They're not working at all. So the work is the torso, the chest turning toward the floor as you reach the left arm forward. See if, as you reach the left arm forward, if the chest can flatten toward the floor. Just gradually come onto your side and then reach the left arm forward so the chest comes to flatten toward the floor, and then come back onto your side. Many times, just gradually bring it so eventually the chest can flatten against the floor with the left arm long, long, long on the floor. And please roll onto your back and take a rest. Get a sense of yourself resting on your back. See what you observe is changing as a result of those movements. What is that produced in your contact with the floor? Notice that. And please roll onto your left side. So rest on your left side, both knees bent in front of you, the left arm long above your head, so you can rest your left ear on your left upper arm. Your right hand is on the floor directly in front of you. So there's one long line from the right shoulder to the right elbow to the right hand, one long straight line. And the same thing here. Begin to reach the right arm, slide the right arm forward, noticing the chest moving toward the floor.
Right.
Allow the chest to roll toward the floor. As the right arm slides away from you, gently, each time, very slowly, very soft movements, very gently sliding the right arm forward, the right hand forward, allowing the chest to roll toward the floor, allowing the chest to flatten toward the floor, gradually in tiny little steps. Right? Wait until it becomes very easy. The pelvis, the legs are quiet, and it's the right arm that reaches forward. It's the chest rolling toward the floor. And continue this until the whole chest can rest fully on the floor and the right arm can lie completely long, extended on the floor. And each time, come back again onto your left side and then reach the right arm forward so you roll toward the floor. And once again, come onto that left side. So you're lying on the left side, really on your side, with your right palm of the hand on the floor in front of you. And in tiny little movements, you can start with the elbow bent, with the right elbow bent. Begin to let the fingers lift and let the fingers move backward and up. So you're pushing through the hand as the fingers separate, all the fingers separate, and they move backward and up. So very gently, very softly, spread the fingers, allow the fingers to move backward, pushing through the heel of the right hand. Right? It's like a pushing hand. The hand is pushing forward. The elbow starts to straighten. The arm lengthens. The chest rolls toward the floor. And all the while, the fingers moving backward and up. So keep the fingers moving backward as the right hand pushes forward. Very gently. Right. But continuously coming back to it again and again. The fingers moving backward and the arm reaching forward, the chest rolling toward the floor. As the chest rolls to the floor, you'll notice that your head turns toward the floor. Allow your right hand to push. So you're pushing through the heel of the right hand. As the right fingers separate, all the fingers separate apart from each other, and the fingers move backward, the elbow straightens. Many times, playfully discover this. And please roll onto your back and take a rest. And resting on your back, sense yourself. Sense what changes you're creating as you lie here on your back. What differences do you sense compared to the last time you were observing yourself on your back? Is something different here? And roll to your side, bring yourself to sitting, and sit cross-legged. So you're sitting cross-legged with both arms in front of you. Bend the elbows. So the hands are in front of you. Again, spread the fingers of both hands. Let the fingers move backward towards you. The hands pushing forward. So the fingers are bending backward, but the hands are pushing forward. The elbows start to straighten. So explore the same idea. Both arms are reaching forward so that eventually, right now, your hands are at the level of your shoulders and the elbows are straightening as you push with the hands and take the fingers backward and separate the fingers from each other. So the heel of Both hands are pushing forward, all the fingers bending backward on both hands. Very gently explore this. Explore this organization. Fingers backward and up, spreading the fingers, arms at the level of your shoulders, elbows straightening as the fingers go backward toward you, fingernails pointing toward you, and the fingers go backward and upward, pushing through the hands, lengthening the elbows. And please roll onto your back and take a break. And again, it's an opportunity to notice changes, to notice differences. What's different about how the shoulder blades rest on the floor? What do you observe about the way the arms lie there? And please roll up to sitting, come to that same cross-legged position. Take the hands in front of you. Elbows are bent, but the hands are at the level of your shoulders. Palms are facing in front of you. And go ahead, as you spread the fingers, take the fingers backward and up in the same way. Lengthen, begin to straighten the elbows. Push the hands forward as the fingers bend backward. Same exact thing. Continue this. But this time, as you take the fingers backward, as you're pushing forward, exhale. So exhale as you extend the fingers backward, as you spread and extend the fingers backward. Exhale. So you're exhaling, extending the elbows, pushing the arms forward, and exhaling, letting all the air come out as you push the heels, the hands forward, and let the fingers bend backward. The heels of the hand pushing forward. Exhale each time you lengthen the arms. Maybe the elbows bend better now. Observe yourself. See if you can make this easier. Continuing. Right, gently, slowly, very softly. We're just continuing this idea of straightening the elbows more, bending the fingers backward more and more as you exhale. And now take the left leg, first rest. Go ahead and roll onto your back and take a rest. Let's take another rest. Notice how you fit on the floor. Observe any changes. And when you're ready, roll up to sitting. This time sit with the left leg backward and the right leg bent in front of you, so that the right leg, the right foot is near the left knee and the left leg is back where the left foot is behind you. The right lower leg is bent in front of you. And lean with your right hand on the floor behind you, beside you. Go ahead and take the left arm forward. Again, the arm is at the level of your shoulders. The elbow can start bent to make this a little easier. And gently, the same idea, taking the fingers backward, pushing through the hand, straightening the elbow, continuing this idea. This time it's the left arm only. As you push through the hand, as you take the fingers backward, as you extend and separate all the fingers apart from each other, Begin to rotate the hand, turn the hand to the right, to the left. So you're turning the hand clockwise and counterclockwise. The hand stays exactly in the same place and space, and it turns around itself. Right? So the fingers turn toward the floor in one direction, and then they turn toward the floor in the other direction. See what that's like. See what that's like. Explore that many times, turning the fingers clockwise, and at every moment, very slowly turning the hand clockwise. At every moment, the fingers are still turning, are still going, they're moving backwards as you're rotating the hand clockwise and then rotating the hand counterclockwise, straightening the elbow, really feeling, if you go very slowly, feeling at every moment that the fingers are moving backwards, that the hand is pushing forward and the hand is rotating. Just feel what's involved in that. Gently rotate the arm clockwise and counterclockwise. Rotate it right and left, but the hand stays right where it is in space. It turns around itself, rotates around itself. Notice, is there a difference? Right? Is it easier to rotate the hand, the arm in one direction, or is it easier in the other direction? Explore both directions. And as you rotate the hand counterclockwise and clockwise, notice that the chest can move along with the hand, and feel how by turning the spine and the chest that the movement becomes easier and fuller and freer. At every moment, the fingers moving backward. Really study that, really discover what's possible with that. Right, allowing the shoulders and the head, the chest, the spine to move as well as the hand is rotating clockwise and counterclockwise. So feel what the spine does to assist the rotation. And please roll onto your back and take a rest. Pause on your back. Notice the contact. What's changing about how the shoulders rest? What's different about the parts of the back in contact with the floor? Maybe there's something in the breathing you notice that's changing. Please come back to sitting. This time sit with the right leg backward and the left knee bent in front of you. So the left foot is near the right knee and the right foot is behind you. With the left hand, rest the left hand on the floor. Lean the left hand on the floor and bring the right arm into the air, so that the hands at the level of the shoulder, more or less. Begin with the elbow bent because it's easier that way. And explore that same movement, taking the fingers backward, pushing through the hand, beginning to straighten the elbow. As you turn the hand clockwise and counterclockwise, as the hand is turning in space, feel that at every moment, the fingers are moving backward. So if you go very slowly, you can really feel that at every different area that there's a really different feeling in what happens in the arm and in the chest, and listen to what the chest and how it follows, right? How the spine follows. So allow the chest, the shoulder to move, to respond to the arm rotating around itself, to the hand turning clockwise and counterclockwise. See if the spine moving can assist the ability of the hand to turn. Can you bring the hand all the way to point to the floor in one direction? And then when you turn the hand in the other direction, can you point it all the way to the floor? See what's easy. Is one direction easier than the other? Continue to turn that hand, the right hand, clockwise and counterclockwise, exquisitely slowly, so that it's very, very slow and very gentle, and you have all the time to continue to turn the fingers backward as you turn the hand clockwise and counterclockwise. Roll onto your back and take a rest. Rest, sense yourself, sense your connection to the floor. Sense the sensations in the back and the shoulders, how the arms rest on the floor. Where do you notice a difference after doing those movements? Is there a difference in the contact the back makes, or in the length of the arms, or something about the hands or the fingers? Or the size of the hands or the arms or the back? What do you observe? Notice that. When you're ready, roll back up to sitting, sit cross-legged. This time taking both arms out to the sides. So the arms are out to the sides, they're at shoulder width, shoulder height, and like this. Reach through both arms. As you take the fingers backward, as you extend through the hands. So extend through the hands, push through the hands as the fingers move backward. Allow the elbows to straighten. And add to that, rotating both hands downward, inward. As you do that, look down a bit. Rotate the arms outward as you look up a bit. The whole time, as the hands are rotating downward in front of you, as you look down, as the fingers turn downward toward the floor as you look up, first they look up toward the ceiling and then they turn down, right? Let the chest and shoulders and arms follow that. So feel that you're looking down and then you're looking up. Feel that at every moment, you're still taking the fingers backward. So take the fingers backward and slowly rotate the hands in one direction and in another direction. Very gently, very softly, very easily, continuously though. Right? Continuously. Bringing the fingers backward and upward toward each other. Notice the difference. What's different about how the right hand behaves compared to the left hand? Do you notice a difference? Is it easier to rotate one hand or to take the fingers backward on one hand compared to the other hand? See if you can sense the difference as you do that. Now leave the head in the middle so you're facing forward with the head, the arms. Actually, take a rest first. Rest. Rest in sitting. Take a moment to pause. And you always take rest. Anytime you need rest, you pause, you take rest, and come back to the movement. So you're not waiting to hear for a rest break. You take rest when you want them, and then you come back to the movement when you're curious again. So you're not waiting for a rest break. You take one, come back to the movement, and just work at your own rate, at your own pace. Once again, bring the arms up to shoulder length. Begin taking the arms, rotating them inward, rotating them outward, pushing through the hands, lengthening through the arms, straightening the elbows, taking both sets of fingers, all 10 fingers, taking the fingers backward. Right, so the fingers are coming toward you. And this time keep the head oriented forward. And keeping the fingers pointing toward, keep the fingers pointing toward the ceiling. So leave the hands where they are and rotate the arms inward and outward without moving the hands. So leave the hands where they are and see if it's what it's like to rotate the arms, but leave the hands where they are. Keep the hands still and move only the arms. Rotate the arms inward and outward. Feel the shoulder rotate inward and outward, but keep the hands still. See what that's like. See about exploring that without holding the breath. Really seeing how well the arms can differentiate from the hands. The hands stay, and see if the shoulders and arms can rotate forward and backward, leaving the hands in the same place. And then go back to moving everything. Fingers are still moving backward as you rotate the arms and the hands in one direction and in the other direction. See if you have a more available movement. Can you go a little further or maybe a lot further now? Notice that. Sense the feeling, the ease, the ability of that movement, and rest on your back. Again, each time you rest on your back, sense differences. Differences in contact. Differences in perception of size or weight or width. When you're ready, come back to sitting cross-leg. Take the arms out to the sides so the hands are at the level of your shoulders. This time take one arm in one direction and the other in the opposite. So take the hands, rotate the hands opposite each other. All the while taking the fingers backward. So it becomes a lot to attend to. You're attending to keeping the fingers moving backward, turning one hand in one direction, turning the other hand in the other direction. It's a lot to attend to. We're noticing our breathing. We're listening to the arms being at the level of the shoulders and the shoulders not working so hard. Keep sensing yourself and see how much complexity you can handle as you rotate the arms, keeping the fingers moving backward. And then move everything together. Take both arms forward and backward. All right, so the hands rotate around the shoulders in the same direction. many times, but slowly, gently, easily, simply, all the while keeping the fingers moving backwards. Roll onto your back and take a rest. And listen to yourself as you lie here. Sense your contact with the floor. Sense the weightedness or the lightness as you settle on the floor now. Is there some difference compared to the beginning? And when you're ready, roll up to sitting again. Bring yourself all the way to standing. Notice yourself in standing. See what you observe about yourself that's different. Maybe bring the arms toward the ceiling and just see about the ability of the arms to move with freedom. Feel your ability to breathe. Observe the carriage of your chest, the orientation of your head. Take it into walking. And if you're interested in coming on Facebook, come visit us at Feldenkrais San Diego Facebook. And you can visit the website, FeldenkraisSD.com. And we'll be back next week with another Awareness Through Movement lesson. Thanks so much.